This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Twins lost to the Red Sox last night at Target Field 8-5. Brooks Lee hit a homer from each side of the plate and drove home all five Twins runs. Pearson Ohl made his Major League debut on the mound for Minnesota. He struck out the side to start his career.
That's a pat on the back of like, hey, when you execute your stuff, it's good enough. And especially with those three guys in the lineup, it was like, wow. Here I am.
Indeed, here he was. He gave up four runs in the third, but says getting a shot was big.
It's what every kid dreams of, is making their Major League debut. And mine was by the team that drafted me back in 2021, so that was super special. Started off on a great foot, but yeah, I mean, there's things to continue and there's things to change, and I'm excited for what's to come.
The rubber match of the series is today in Minneapolis. The AAA Saints lost in walk-off fashion last night at Toledo 6-5. The Vikings roll on with training camp, again without Justin Jefferson, sidelined with a minor hamstring injury. Head coach Kevin O'Connell says he likes, though, how Jefferson is leading despite not practicing.
That was my challenge to him, is there's a lot of ways we can maximize this time. As one of our captains, you know, a guy that sets the tone in this building, and he is knocking it out of the park.
The Golden Gophers continue fall camp this week as well. Receiver Lameke Brockington says he feels great in camp. He's had injuries earlier in his career.
Handling those adversities from those injuries and being able to bounce back to be in the position I am today, I'm truly blessed and grateful for it. And I wouldn't be able to do it without the support of my staff that we have, the coaches, my teammates. You know, just having all those resources around me just helped me push to become the better person I am today.
The Gophers open the season August 28th at home against Buffalo. Big one tonight in basketball. The Lynx host the New York Liberty in a rematch of last year's WNBA Finals. Minnesota star player Nafisa Collier says she's excited.
I think it'll be a really good game. I mean, we're 1-2 in the league. We're both two really great teams, both coming off a loss, so I expect it to be a really physical, really good basketball.
This is MNN Sports.